Israel. On Wednesday when we spoke, he told me after the fourth goal, he kind of had a feeling that things weren't going to go well. How are you feeling tonight?
I felt good. I think the guys came to play. We had a really good first part of the game. They had a few. They're a good team. They're sorry, guys. They're good. And I thought we were solid for two period. We had scoring chances. We could have maybe scored. And even the third, we had two breakaway. But they came out and they had a few good chances as Caden was good in the third. So it's a game that in October, you like the investment. Was it perfect? No. We're still early. We're still failing. I think some guys played some big game. Phil Verone was really good in the face-off circle. I thought that Riley would win some big battle at the end of the game. Kyle Arzner chipping some pucks out of the zone. Xavier being strong in battle. Like, there's a lot of guys that I felt invested and show a lot of good little thing. Venmo, Jeff Palab with good stick. So it's fun as a coach that it wasn't perfect. I'm glad Ryan's got his first goal. It was fun to see for him. But at least I like the attitude and the investment on winning the game.
All four lines. You mentioned, same lineup tomorrow. All four lines, all three pairings. You kind of feel like things are rolling a little bit better for you, so no?
Wow, what's much better than 2 weeks ago, yeah. For sure. I mean, after two weeks ago, I was talking to you guys after the first game, and guys went there mentally. That's why I'm so happy, because right now I have guys that are there mentally. You see the progression we took in 2 weeks. Now we got to keep going, and our division is going to be so, so hard, guys. I mean, you have such a good team. It's exciting. It's fun. It's going to be a battle, and I think our guys are up for it, and I'm glad that they all guys that want to go back to the NHL or go to the NHL, but I felt they're really invested into the game today, and it's fun to see for a coach.
There was players like Alain, who didn't play the last two games, Michael Pizzetta, who was a regular last year, hasn't played much. How have they been dealing with this?
They understand. We have guys healthy right now, and I'm trying to get them in the lineup, and play them and rotate them. Pizzetta scored yesterday, Wednesday. Alain scored today. So it's still early. We have some 70-some game left, so they understand. And we have more veteran. We have more experience. I think for them to play with better player or more experienced player is something that he can, definitely gain from. I'm not concerned. As long as we talk to them and we keep them engaged, it's going to be fine.
Last question?
No. Thank you.